now Phil Hendry.
Let's go to Doug now. Doug, on the line. Go ahead, Doug.
Phil, my name's Doug Danger. I'm an entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier.
Yes, sir. I've read your byline.
Yes, sir. The reason why I'm calling is in response to some comments I heard last hour about kids at graduation, prom night, etc. Kids that are using limousines to get around on prom night and to get around on graduation night and generally just to take out on dates. Phil, I'm an entertainment writer. I'm also a gay man and a gay journalist. And the reason why I bring up the fact that I'm gay is that I think I've, over the years, have developed an ability to be a little bit more honest with people, because when you're gay and you come out, as I did almost 4 months ago, and I've lived a long time, you are honest with people because they know who you are and they know what you're about. Now, what I have seen...
What are you... Forgive me, Mr. Danger, but what are you getting at?
All right, here's what I'm getting at. There are a lot of kids out there who are riding around in limousines, and there was a time that the limousine represented fame, it represented money, it represented glamour. I remember as a boy growing up in Southern California, when you saw a limousine, you saw a movie star in it.
Well, you know, that's true. That is true.
That is absolutely true.
Because I grew up here as well, and every time you saw a limo, you wondered if it was some big...
you wondered if it was Jack Lemmon or Peter O'Toole or Elizabeth Taylor or whoever. But today, anybody can rent a limo. And what I find most distressing are the teenagers that are out renting them for their prom nights. And what makes it distressing is you may be standing at a restaurant, as I often am down in Newport Beach, and you see a limo pull up, a beautiful stretch with the tinted glass, the door opens, and you're thinking, what celebrity? I should get my tape recorder because I'm about to get a comment. And the door opens and somebody's kid, looking ridiculous in his rented tuxedo and their pastel gowns that their mother made from a pattern they found in Modern Maturity, they get out, and I wonder what happened to the great days. And you got eight teenagers who just threw up on themselves because they drank too much slow gin. They fall out of this limousine, and I finally couldn't stomach it any longer. So I decided to do something about it. And as a gay man and a gay journalist, I do believe in being an activist, and because of that fact, I've lived a long, hard life as a gay man.
Well, let's talk a minute here. Does this really disappoint you?
It disappoints me a great deal. Yes, sir, it does.
Because you see teenagers, well, anybody can rent a limousine now.
Anybody can rent a limousine. Forgive me, but any hillbilly trash with $800 to burning a hole in their pocket, they can rent a limousine. And I think it's unfair to the rest of us, because when you see a limo going down the road, you really are hoping that there's a movie star in it.
You are kind of hoping that you see a big name.
I think it is emotional blackmail. I think it is morally wrong to see a limousine and get somebody's hopes up that there's a movie star in it. And far from there being a movie star in it, there's somebody's brat who is...
Let's not characterize the kids as brats, okay?
Well, the stars have earned the right to be in a limousine. These kids have not earned any right to be in a limousine. They're in there with their girlfriend playing pretend movie star.
All right, so you mentioned, Doug, that there's some things you're doing about it.
Yeah, well, it takes a brave soul, as I said, to walk the streets as a gay man. So about a month ago, what I started doing is if I see a limousine pull up at a restaurant or any event that I'm at, and I see somebody's kid with his date get out of it, not a celebrity, not an actor, just another punk, I've been grabbing them by the arms and telling them to push off and get a cab.
You're not.
Yes, sir, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, sir, I am. And I've done...
Well, how do you do that and not get into trouble in any kind of hawk with the police?
No, you don't get in any problem, because what you do is you just tell them there's a cab, go take it. And if they need the money, I give them the money.
So you're giving these kids money to take a cab?
Yes, I am. And the reason I'm doing that is because the limousine, in my opinion, is the exclusive domain of the movie star.
You're grabbing kids and forcing them out of limos and into cabs, but you're paying for it.
I give them a couple bucks to get them home. Yes, sir, I do. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've written an entertainment column for the last 20 years. My name doesn't matter. Let me tell you something. I'll tell the kids this. Don't you ever let me catch you again trying to play big shot movie star. And then I'll say, you see that? I'll point to the limousine. That's for movie stars. That's for celebrities. That's not for you.
All right, Doug Danger is with us. You see, what you're doing, though, Doug, if I may say, is they paid for that limousine, and you're not giving them the right to use it.
No, they get their money back. They can get their money back from the limousine company. But the fact is, I give them money for a cab to get them around.
But they didn't want to take the cab.
Well, they're going to take kids, teenagers, riding around in limousines, set people up to think there's a movie star in it. And when you feel your heart drop and you feel vomit literally beginning to bubble up in the back of your throat when you see kids, some teenage punk kid, getting out of a limousine in a rented monkey suit when you were hoping and praying that maybe it was Nicolas Cage, maybe it was John Travolta. And you see some half-drunk punk in a rented monkey suit with the dizzy-looking broad with him, I'll tell you, it'll get to you.
So that's why you're pulling kids out of limos and saying, you take a cab.
You got it.
Have you gotten arrested?
No, sir, I haven't.
Because they don't know who you are.
No, they do not know who I am, but I am giving them money for the cab, yeah.
And you do this, you say, because you're a...
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, we have a little bit more courage to try to act on things than most people. Okay, we've been taking crap our whole lives as a gay man. But I'm not just a gay man, I'm a gay journalist. So I've been taking crap my whole life, and I've been taking crap as a journalist, too. So I've probably taken double the amount of crap that a single gay, just a regular gay guy would take. I've taken double because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. So I know how to be honest with people.
All right. Doug Danger is with us from the Orange County Courier. Our number 1-800-449-8686. This is the first time I've ever seen a journalist as an activist.
Well, I think we all are in some way activists. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I have a much bigger, I think, mandate to be an activist.
All right. Well, hold on. Our number 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger is a writer, an entertainment writer who believes that limousines are for movie stars and celebrities, not for your kid on his prom night or grad night. You have taken kids out of limousines and given them cab money.
I feel all it is some parenting. All they need is some real parenting. They need an adult to go up to them and say, look, kid, you know something, you're not Macaulay Culkin, you're not John Travolta. You know something, kid, you're not Tobey Maguire, okay? Get in the cab that all the other people have to ride around in, and someday if you ever get to be famous, then maybe you'll get to see the inside of a limousine. But just grow up a little bit, okay? And know your place.
How do the kids respond to this?
I think most of them are a little bit upset, but when I give them the cab fare, I don't think they care really all that much. But I think they get upset, but I tell them, you know something, just because you come from an upper middle class or middle class family where your father can afford to get you a limousine doesn't mean that you have the right to sit in one. And sometimes these girls, the ones that are the mouthiest, Phil, are the girls. Now, this is somebody's daughter who will mouth off to me. And you know what I'll do is I'll slap her across the face, because one of the best ways to get the attention of a woman who's going to be is getting hysterical on you is to slap her across the face.
And you're slapping these people?
You've got... Let me tell you something. Don't act shocked, Phil, because...
Well, I mean, that's a whole different...
I'm slapping some of the girls because she's getting mouthy with me. And that's the best way to deal with some mouthy chick who's going to... And I'm an adult. She's a kid.
Wow. 1-800-449-8686 with Doug Danger. Here's Joan. Joan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I'm
yes,
just
ma'am.
Calling because I really was very surprised by these comments. I personally don't care whether I see a kid at a high school prom or whether I see John Travolta. I don't think it's the person's right to see a star come out of a limo. I don't even look at who's in a limo.
I think we have certain expectations of limos. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I have
and
the
I've heard
honesty.
You say that like 11 times. I've got the point.
Okay, you know that I'm gay.
Yeah, you're a gay
right,
man
well,
and
I'm,
a gay journalist.
Okay,
I've heard it 12 times now.
Well, let's not get too homophobic here.
I'm not homophobic because
well,
my best friends
like
have died of AIDS.
You hate gays?
No,
you
my best friends
the ladies
have had AIDS and are
gay
and have died of AIDS. And I am
well,
not
sounds
homophobic.
Like it was a big pain in the ass to you. Was it a big pain in the ass?
I mean, ooh,
what are you talking about? Your friend dying. I guess, oh, yeah, he had AIDS. Jeez. What
yeah, he's my best friend
what
for the last 12 years.
Can we get off of this and get to your point, Doug?
Yeah.
My point is, as a gay man and a gay journalist, I have the courage to... See, every time I say I'm gay, I hear you snorting through your nose.
No, just because I
you
don't
know,
think it's relative.
I'm gay.
I don't think it's important to your fact if you don't want to see high school kids.
No, I'm saying because I have the courage to walk up to them to say, you don't belong in a limousine.
Why
movie
don't
stars.
They belong in a limousine,
because
sir?
Because movie stars belong in limousines.
I don't think movie stars... I could care less about movie
well,
stars
but,
being in limousines.
Well... But see, if you
why,
grew up
why
in
do people have expectations that they're going to see a movie star
when's the last
when they
time
get out of limos?
When you were a kid and you saw a limousine going down the street, you know you, there was a movie star in it.
No, I didn't. I could care less.
What did you think was in it?
I don't know. When I got married, we had a limo.
It's extremely disappointing not to see a star step out of a limo.
Oh, come on. Give me a break,
and see a couple of brats.
I don't think that you represent the majority of people in New Orleans.
The other thing that I gotta say here, Doug, is you've referred to these kids as brats a number of times.
What else is going to step out? If a kid gets out of a limousine, what do you mean? They're not a brat?
Why do you figure they're brats?
Because they're spoiled rotten.
They are not.
A kid getting out of a limousine, you don't think is spoiled rotten?
Yeah, they might be, responsible drinkers and not driving cars and killing people.
Any kid stepping out of a limo in a monkey suit is spoiled rotten.
And I will tell you
that, in my opinion, that brat needs to be put into a cab and sent off to whatever his destination is.
Well, you're not only giving that as an opinion, Doug, you are doing it. Thank you very much, Joan, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, entertainment writer, who believes the good old days of limousines should be brought back, where only celebrities, movie stars, and the rich and the powerful rode in them. He says now any kid who has a graduation party or a prom party can get into a limousine, and it's disappointing for us to see some, some brat in a rented monkey suit, end quote, getting out of the limo. He has gone so far as to shove $20 or $30 into the kid's hand and have him take a cab and free the limo up for movie stars. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier, entertainment writer, who believes that limousines should only be ridden in by movie stars and celebrities.
That's correct.
And to the point where if you see... What about older people that are in limousines?
I don't like to see it. I don't like to see anybody who is not a movie star and a bona fide celebrity in a limousine. I don't like to see it. There's nothing really much I can do about adults, although I remember when I was a kid and I was playing somewhere dangerous, an adult would come along and tell me to get out of there, and I would appreciate that. I would think some parents would appreciate what I'm doing for them, reminding their children that they are just average middle class to upper middle class, boring American teenagers, and trying to pretend they're something they're not. Is no way to do it. And what I do is if I give a girl a slap in the face and tell them, hey, I'm gay and I'm a gay journalist, you don't belong in there, get out. Because if they start in with their mouth on me...
Doug, you're acting like you're their parent and you're not.
I'm an adult, I'm a responsible adult, and I'm also an entertainment reporter. Limousines are for movie stars, not some, slut in training or some...
Well, let's not care. You keep calling these kids names, man. Here is Brett on the Phil Hendry Show. Brett?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't understand what you're talking about. I believe everyone has a right to ride in whatever vehicle they do believe in, especially a limousine.
Why are they riding a limousine?
Why not? Because why not ride in a Lamborghini? What's the difference?
Because
they can ride whatever they want if they got the money.
The limousine traditionally has been for movie stars, film stars, and celebrities.
That's true, and
right.
Rich people.
They're very wealthy.
Back in high school, when I went to prom, I rented a limousine, and I paid for it all myself. And you say all these rich kids are snobs and all that crap?
But I
paid for it all myself. I worked all summer.
Well, it's whether you paid for it yourself or whether your parents gave you the money, as a kid, you got no business in a limousine.
Why not?
Because that's for... Are you a movie star?
No.
Well, what do you think? You want to be one or something?
I could pretend to do whatever I want to be.
You're not allowed to.
I could pretend to be gay if I want.
Well, I am gay. I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a problem with that?
No, but you have a problem with everything else.
That's good. I got a problem with you. I'll be honest with you, buddy. You would look stupid in a limousine, all right? And I'm trying to save you from embarrassment.
Well, you would look stupid on a woman.
Hey, pal. Maybe not.
Maybe not. But you look... You think you look good slapping a woman.
I wouldn't look stupid on you. Yeah.
Yeah, but you look pretty good with my foot in your ass.
Yeah, you'd look better with something else than yours.
What's that?
Well, I tell you what, three guesses, the first two don't count.
All right, what are we doing here, guys?
Listen, I can deal with any little homophobe. Like, I'll make short work out of this guy, okay?
I can deal with being a little man. A little woman
keep
slapper.
Keep yourself. I'm a woman slapper?
It sounds like it.
Some broad.
You don't like women, so you got
to
beat them up.
No, I didn't beat her up, but they're the ones who are the mouthiest. Anybody mouths off to me, I slap them. You mouth off to me in front of me, I'll slap you.
Oh,
but
really?
Yeah. But she's the one that...
Okay, Doug, look.
No, just hold on, Phil. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. What are you laughing at? Wannabe?
You said that about 300 times. People just caught in or something.
Huh?
It makes me think that you just think people start listening because you say that about 4,000 times.
I want you to know that I'm gay.
I think you got the point across.
Okay. So what are you doing in a limo?
What's
I'm not
that
in a limo.
What has one got to do with the other?
You said you were in a limo.
He said he got himself a limo when he was in high school.
Sure.
Well, he doesn't belong in one.
Why not?
You look like an idiot.
What do you drive?
What do I drive?
1986 Mazda.
You don't drive a limo. Hey, Brett, you don't drive a limo. You let somebody else drive it for you. Jeez.
Yeah, but what do you ride,
man? Don't tell me you rented a limo and then you got it and started driving it.
No, but I got up front and I checked it out.
You checked it who?
Huh?
Oh, is this another Canadian?
He's from Wisconsin. Never mind. Brett, thank you. I got the point. 1-800-449-8686. Debbie, go ahead.
Hi Debbie. Just have a quick comment here just to let him know something. Limousine services are a business. They're a business to make money.
Right.
Whether, you know, a child rents it, which, you know, their parents are paying for it, or they're using their hard-earned money, whatever, it doesn't matter. And the other main point is that they are staying off the streets. They're not drinking and driving. I mean,
they shouldn't be drinking at all. They shouldn't be drinking at all. Okay?
Well,
and number
you know,
two,
people
two,
kids shouldn't be having sex either, but,
well,
you know, they're doing it.
Well, they shouldn't be doing it. And the other thing is if they're renting a limo, that means there's none left for any movie star that wants one or any celebrity because some kid is throwing up in one. Now, let me ask you a question. What if they bring the limo back and it's got pools of vomit in it and Dustin Hoffman needs it?
They vacuum it out, honey. They take it through and clean it.
Vomit? That's going to take... If Hoffman needs it... And
what do you mean if Dustin Hoffman needs it?
You think Dustin Hoffman's going to get into a limo with vomit on the floor? I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
No, but see, Dustin Hoffman would have planned ahead and already pre-rented the limo. I worked in entertainment law. I can tell you. They do it in advance.
I'm an entertainment writer, so I know all about it. I know all about
well,
it.
Well, I have
right?
a journalist degree.
I know more about the world of Hollywood than you do. Let me put it that way, all right? And I can tell
you that
even if they called ahead, if there's already reservations in for the limousine, okay? See what I'm saying?
They're planned in advance all the time.
We don't have any limousines because it's prom night. Jesus, can you believe that? As a gay man and a gay journalist, I'm the one who's got the guts to walk up to him. The parents are giving a horrible message to their kids, letting them ride in a limo because these kids are never going to be famous. They're never going to be movie stars. Nobody's ever going to want to see them doing anything other than, you know, stick another bucket of fries in.
Yeah,
so why are they putting them in a limousine? That's my whole point.
All right, Debbie, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Doug Danger on The Phil Henry Show about... this is a bizarre conversation we're having here.
Well, to you it's bizarre, Phil, but I grew up loving Hollywood. I love everything about Hollywood. I love everything about it, including the glamour, including the celebrity. You were making fun of Billy Bob Thornton, calling him looking like a truck driver, and his wife had collagen-fattened lips and everything else. I mean, if Billy Bob Thornton was standing here, he'd slap you right across the face.
All right, good. Let him slap me in the face. What has this got to do with him riding in a limousine?
He's got the right. And he's got the right to step into a limousine that isn't caked with the puke of a prom queen who had some slow gin and crab cakes about a half hour before.
Good God.
Yeah, don't sound too appetizing, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Can you imagine that, man? Some little blonde 15-year-old has been siphoning down slow gin, eating crab cakes. You know what that looks like coming up?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
I'm a gay man and a gay...
I got that you're gay, man. That whole thing with a gay man and gay journalist, I get it. All right, you're gay, so you have more guts than the rest of us, and you can walk up to a kid and say, get out of that limousine, because I don't want you puking up your slow gin and your crab cakes. Mr. Hoffman. Mr. Hoffman needs the limo. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You were in a limo with who?
I can't tell you who my passenger was. I was in a limousine with one of the top film stars in the world. I can't tell you who she is, but I can tell you she's one of the top film stars in the world, and she told me, quite frankly, she can't stand riding in limousines when she knows that some people have been riding in them that are just people that are not celebrities.
Why?
She doesn't like the smell. She doesn't like the stink. She says there's a stink. There's a stink of just pedestrian stink. I don't know. And she was in a limo once. She saw a clip-on earring on the floor. Just pissed her off.
A top film star.
You bet. So you see, Phil, I'm not making this up. When I say that limousines are strictly... I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't lie, okay? As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I can't lie. Gay people, for all of our faults, especially gay people, gay men and gay journalists, don't lie. We tell it like it is, and we tell the truth.
So the movie stars want to ride in a limo, and they don't want any regular slobs?
They don't want any regular slobs. You got it.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Clyde. Clyde, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I want to know what makes these people think they're any better than the common person. We're the people that put money in their pockets so they can ride around in a limo.
But
who cares? If it wasn't for the public, they wouldn't be a star.
They're movie stars, okay?
Yeah, well, without the public, they wouldn't be nothing but another common Joe.
Yeah,
Hey, you know what? My monthly income's over $20,000, and if I want to ride around in a limo, I'm going to ride one, and they can kiss my butt. And if somebody like you comes up and tells me I don't belong in one, I will slap the taste out of your mouth.
Hold on for just a second here, Clyde. First of all, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm very honest.
You've got that point across numerous times. The whole nation knows you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, you got a problem with that?
No, I have no problem with it. What I have a problem with is people like you think they're better than the normal person.
No, I'm saying, look, we pay
their salaries. We go see their movies.
Yeah, that's right. But they give you something in return. They give you entertainment you'll never forget.
What?
Yeah, Spider-Man.
What do they give us?
Did you see Spider-Man?
The price is up so much that you can't take your family to the movies anymore. You have to go see them by yourself so they can ride around in their limousines. Well, without us, they're nothing.
Movie stars give us hope, Clyde.
You
they
have
give us
nothing
hope.
To write about.
Movie stars, they give us hope. They give you the hope to go on with your miserable life.
They're fake.
Clyde, your phone's breaking up, man. Can you back?
Okay. You know, them people without their little roles are nothing.
But without their movies, you're nothing, because that's what helps you relax.
That's where you're wrong. I have a life, and it doesn't depend on going and seeing somebody on a screen portray something that they're not.
Tell me that
I have a life.
Tell me Spider-Man didn't give you hope to go on.
You know what?
I
didn't bother to go see Spider-Man. I'm not into that kind of
stuff.
Well,
how do you get through every day?
How do I get through every day? I get through every day knowing that at the end of the day, I've put in a hard day's work, and what I've done brings meaning to my life.
Wait a minute.
How do you get through a day?
I get through
living
the day.
Living off other people.
No, I get through the day having gotten the message in Spider-Man.
You live off other people. You don't even have a life of your own. You depend on other people, so you have something to write about.
You go home and watch stars on TV, don't you? Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You know what I do? I watch the news. I watch...
They're celebrities.
Educational program.
Okay, Dan Rather's a celebrity. Dan Rather's a celebrity, and he's the only guy. He should be in a limo, but everybody else know.
I don't watch Dan Rather's, but what gives Dan Rather's the right to think that he can ride in a limo and I can't?
Say that again.
If these people want to put out money for a limo, there is no reason, and you have no God-given right to tell anybody any different. It's their money. If they want to spend it to go out and spend a nice evening on the town.
Right, let me ask you a question, Clyde. Why is it one of the top film stars in the world said to me that when she gets into a limo after regular people have been in it, it smells like processed cheese?
Well, then that's her problem, because people like that are sick and they don't belong in stardom.
How do you figure she smells cheese?
Okay, if she smells cheese, that cheese is from someone who's paid her salary and went and seen probably a crappy movie.
A crappy movie? You know, I can't say who the star is, but...
I don't want to know who the star is.
Have you ever seen...
See, now, wait a second. Are you a star? What are you doing in the limo? I'm doing the limo.
I'm a member of the media, okay? I get to go into limos because I'm a reporter.
Well, maybe if you were a better member of the media, you could afford your own limo and wouldn't have to be invited with somebody else.
I get my limousine rides cup, but does this star have to sit in regular people's slop? No.
What's a regular person?
These people who aren't movie stars. And they get into the limousine and they leave a smell of cheese and clip-on earrings.
So what? They're a movie star because people like me pay for them to be a movie star.
I thought you said you don't go to movies.
I don't. Uh-huh. You know, I don't need to. You know what? I own real estate in Salt Lake City. I make $20,000 a month in income. If I decide to go get in a limo, I'm going to go get in a limo.
Brad Pitt makes way more than that.
So what?
Well, he belongs in a limousine.
How much do you make a month?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't have to answer that question.
Oh, we know that.
We got
it. We know that.
You know
what?
You know I'm gay?
I'm a straight man and a straight man real estate. So what?
You're a straight what? I'm sorry?
I'm a straight man. And I'm in real estate. So what?
Are you a straight real estate agent?
You're gay.
No.
You want to know what?
I'm a gay man and a gay
80s.
Journalist. Are you a straight man and a straight real estate agent?
Yeah, I am, as a matter of fact. But maybe back in the 80s, people cared if somebody else was gay. It doesn't matter anymore. Nobody cares.
$20,000 a month is chump change. And
Yeah, that's chump change.
Now, what do you make?
I make 35.
You probably don't see $20,000 in a year, buddy.
I make $35,000 a year.
Jeez. Oh,
that's chump change, buddy. That's chump change. That's
well,
chump
I'm gay.
Change.
I'm well, gay.
You're gay and poor.
You're gay and poor. All right, look at Clyde. I gotta. You know, the guy's call was so good, but the phone. I hope that wasn't too aggravating.
What'd you do?
I let him go.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and he just called me gay and poor.
Yeah, well, I think that's a better description of you, Doug. Doug Denger there, he doesn't want any of your kids in limousines, only movie stars. What kind of whack conversation was that? And that poor Clyde, you guys with those cell phones with those clipping limiters on them, I don't know if there's an adjustment that you can make, but if you get too loud on them, you got... Because it clips it, it limits the... why do they have that on a phone? I guess they don't want it to distort. Well, I'd rather have it distort than not hear it. I'd rather have...
I want to call the show.
I'd rather hear that than... go. Anyway, 1-800... You know, I said it last hour, and I'll say it again. You people that run the cellular phone service for America, you ought to be brought up on charges. For the money you charge us and the cell service that we get, there should be a rebate check of at least $10,000 per subscriber in the mail tomorrow. Because I'm telling you, it's absolutely ridiculous to pump these plans and pump these phones and talk about digital this and analog that. And every time I drive to my house, there's a stretch of highway where my wife just goes away. She's gone. I'll be talking to her on the 101 freeway. As soon as I get to Calabasas, she's gone. It's just, you know, and then I got to call, hi, were you in Calabasas? You bet. Okay, yeah. You know, it's like code now. And then, you know, my daughter calls me and says, hi. Well, okay, were you like a block from our house? Yeah. Okay, that's what I figured. All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
With Doug Denger from the Orange County Courier. What was it, Doug?
I'll tell you, another very, very, very big film star that I was riding in a limo with. I was on my way over to the Academy Awards, and I was allowed to sit with him to do a little bit of a Q&A. He told me that when he gets into a limousine that had been inhabited by just people that are not movie stars,
right,
it smells like perfume that's bought by the gallon. Now, can you imagine? So, in other words, he can detect, as soon as he gets into the limo, the stink of that drugstore stuff. Movie stars don't wear that. Celebrities don't wear that. They wear the perfume that comes in a bottle about the size of a thimble and is about $200 an ounce. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand. They have money, and I understand that.
And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist who tells the truth.
How many more times are you going to tell me about you being gay?
Because I want you to understand, I can't lie. Gay people can't lie.
1-800, gay people can't lie.
No, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Here's Diane. Diane, go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I just want to say, why is my money not as good as a rich star's money if I rent a limo?
Your money's fine, but there are certain areas of life that only movie stars, in my opinion, should be allowed to go to. And that's the limousines and all of that. See what I'm
well,
saying?
Well, if they're limousines, so rich... If they're so rich, why can't they order go with a certain limousine service?
Well, what do you need a limousine
that doesn't
for?
Deal with us trashy people?
What do you need a limousine for?
Well, if I want a limo, why do I have to give you a reason why I want a limo? Do they give reasons why they need a limo?
You don't need a limousine. They need limousines for security and everything else, Diane.
Oh, they
so,
do.
That's right. And you don't need security because nobody knows who you are.
And all also. Right? Another thing I wanted to say is...
And if you are wearing that cheap perfume, and I'm not saying that you do, but if you do, it bothers them.
Well, how do you know that the rich stars aren't wearing cheap perfume
they don't.
And,
believe me,
and,
they don't.
And,
I know
and
movie
fake
stars.
Earrings?
I know
just
movie
because
stars.
They have money? Just
know,
because they have money, they don't wear cheap perfume?
That's right. I know movie stars, and believe me.
You know movie stars, they don't wear any cheap stuff.
No, they don't.
Oh,
look,
oh.
Let me say something.
Hello? Hello? Look, I lost Doug and I lost the other caller. That's great. What happened? Did the phone bank go dead? You know what? That's about enough of that crap. That's about enough of that. So, in other words, movie stars don't wear perfume that's bought by the gallon. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's recap. Doug Danger was on with us talking about whatever the hell he was talking about. Oh, yeah, limousines are for movie stars. They're not for slobs. And in the preceding hour, we had Bob Green, I think, who is, or actually next hour, or wherever you're listening to us, Bob Green, who, you know, can't sell his USA World Champion mugs. And so that means that... he's out $500,000. Man. Well, let me tell you about something you can't go wrong with, fans. Yes, that's the Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt. Jay Sanos, founder of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, has made available to us these limited edition T-shirts that have the official Citizens Auxiliary Police insignia over the left breast, and on the back, the copyrighted, patented Citizens Auxiliary Police charter statement, "We take a peek over the shoulder of the police," as pronounced by Major Elvis Newton in 1997 upon the founding of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, you too can own a T-shirt from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. All you have to do is go to our website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhendrieshow.com. And you can pick up that T-shirt starting next Monday. While you're there, go into our souvenir shop and pick up the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. And you can also get the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD, Bring It, for the year 2001, and that is for $20. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. So it's a tremendous, tremendous opportunity to get fully clothed and to get fully warped with our CDs and our clothing there in the souvenir shop on the Phil Henry Show website, philhendrieshow.com. That's how you spell my last name. That's how you get to our website. Get that backstage pass for only $6.95. You notice everything costs money on my site, and that's the way I like it. You know, you notice there's nothing for free on my website, and that's the way we like it. So just go over to our website and quit complaining. You'll be glad you did with all of our classic comedy bits, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We were talking about the Forbes list of the top 100 celebrities, and I was mentioning that celebrities can be people who are not in the entertainment business. They can be people who are... For instance, isn't Donald Trump a celebrity? He's not in the entertainment business, is he? He's not? Donald Trump isn't a celebrity? Is Hugh Hefner? Well, he's in the entertainment business. He's a publisher. See, to me, that's entertainment. Trump is a real estate guy. Let me ask you a question. Would you call Jeffrey Dahmer a celebrity if he were still alive? You would not call him a celebrity. I would. Jeffrey Dahmer is famous... well known, and at least one person out there would pick up a dinner tab for him. And there's at least one person in America that would pick up a drink. Gee, thanks.
Yeah, just it's cool. Just don't come over near me or anything, but I saw you sitting at the end of the bar.
Thank you for the drink.
No, it's all right.
That's fine. Just don't, just stay there, okay? See Jeffrey Dahmer sit at the other end of the bar, just, hey, bartender, yeah, set one up for my friend over there, that blonde. Sure. Is that you, Jeff Dahmer?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I recognized you from the newspaper. You ain't all them people, huh?
Well, they say I did.
Wow, you are kooky, baby. Hey, how about a drink?
Well, thank you. Don't mind if I do.
Yeah, a little drinky-poo. Now, let me ask you something. If you got any booze in you, man, you don't start eating people or anything, do you?
No, I don't.
All right. Just checking it out, baby. What are you drinking over there, huh? That's, hey, that's Jeff Dahmer down there. That's Jeff. That's my man, Jeffrey Dahmer, my main man. You don't call him a celebrity? Anybody that has fame and notoriety on some level, I call a celeb. Although the word celebrity means to celebrate, doesn't it? But in some ways, we celebrated Jeffrey Dahmer. Would you call Hitler a celebrity? Let me tell you what, if Hitler was still alive, he'd be getting quite a bit of ink. Would you call Rudy Giuliani, is he a celebrity? Rudy Giuliani's a celebrity because he was the mayor of, would you call Osama bin Laden a celebrity? See, in other words, the point I think that I'm hammering home here, probably too much, probably ad nauseum, is that fame in the entertainment business is not the only area of celebrity that there is. And yet, and here's the whole reason why I brought it up, every single bloody name on this list is some clown from show business. It's like the only freaking people that are celebrated in our society are show business people. There isn't a teacher on here. There isn't a scientist on here. There's no politician on here. There isn't a guy that, there's no doctors on here. You know, there's not a coal miner. There's nothing. There's just nothing but freaking actors, writers, producers, and basketball players. This is the definitive statement on America. The Forbes top celebrity list. They're all freaking entertainers. Now, should it change? Yes, my name should be on there. No, I just, I don't know. It's fine. I guess it's all right. There's a couple of names here that I know. There's a couple of names on here that are not celebrities from the world of entertainment. Who's Ashley Banfield? Isn't she the Prime Minister of England? And look at this name here. This is Gisele Bündchen. She's wanted for war crimes. See, that proves what I was saying about bin Laden. Here's a name here, Lil Bow Wow. Ain't he wanted for war crimes, too? Forget it. 1-800-449-8686. Mandy Moore. She's definitely wanted for war crimes. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Here's a singing group, the Osbournes. And the Olsen Twins. It's a porn movie. Porn stars, aren't they? And here's Bill Cosby. I never heard of him.